This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Carrie Allen is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Reports of three, possibly four, fatal heroin overdoses have raised concerns that a new lethal batch of the drug is now available in the region. Social media accounts reported five deaths in Greene County and two in Columbia County last week. Officials were able to confirm a total of three deaths. Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley reported a 34-year-old man in Palinville and 25-year-old Caro man died Tuesday, April 4th from apparent overdoses. Columbia County EMS Coordinator P.J. Keeler said emergency services were dispatched for four overdose patients in the last 10 days. He said the number of incidents, quote, has truly escalated. There were hardly any calls a few years ago, end quote. Amy Richards, director of the Mobile Crisis Assessment Team with the Mental Health Association of Columbia and Greene Counties, said within 48 hours of posting on Facebook about a, quote, bad batch of heroin, she heard from at least 400 people. Quote, heroin has always been laced with another drug, but the potency is getting stronger and stronger, she said. Heroin has been known to be laced with fentanyl, but it is now also being laced with the drug W18, known as elephant tranquilizer. That drug is 100 times more powerful than fentanyl, so it should be expected that the number of overdoses will increase, Dean Hale, director of Hope House in Albany, said. Steve Brucato, chief of operations for Greene County EMS, said the need for Narcan, the drug used for the emergency treatment of a known or suspected opioid overdose, is in increased demand. During the first quarter of 2017, County EMS administered 23 doses to 18 patients, compared to 13 doses to 9 patients in the first quarter of 2016, he said. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper, the Kinderhook Town Board has chosen Wisconsin-based Town Web Designs to redesign the town's website. The design will cost nearly $8,000 and $2,700 for the company to host the site. Before making its choice, the board met with TownWeb and Virtual Towns, the designer of the current site. The winning offer from TownWeb includes unlimited storage for town data, a free upgrade every 3 years, and the ability to post recordings of town board meetings online. The new website is expected to be up in 12 to 16 weeks. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Paul Kirby is reporting in the Daily Freeman, ride-sharing services are unlikely to be offered in many locations upstate under a bill to allow companies to operate them in New York State, according to Assemblymember Kevin Cahill. The Kingston Democrat led the effort to allow transportation network companies to operate in New York, but he told the paper in an email, quote, indeed, with Uber in only about 400 metropolitan areas of the U.S. and Lyft in about 300, prospects are dim that they will actually decide to do business here. Our job is to just set the stage, end quote. Cahill said Saturday, April 8th, quote, the public has been heard and they want electronic ride hailing, end quote. He said under the agreement with the governor and state senate, drivers will be required to pass background checks and carry appropriate insurance. Also, TNCs will be required to create anti-discrimination policies, and the state will have the power to investigate if passengers are denied a ride because of their race, color, national origin, age, and more. The legislation also created a 4% tax on all app-based hails and is expected to generate approximately $24 million in general state support, Cahill said. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Congress has left Washington, D.C., now off on its spring break. That means Representative John Faso from Kinderhook might pop up at a local event for the next 2 weeks. Faso's website recently added a public schedule section, but it only shows the current day's schedule and does not list any information to attend. The Monday, April 10th listing on his website read 8:30 a.m. Rensselaer County Honor of Vet and did not indicate where that event was taking place. Previous Representatives Scott Murphy and Chris Gibson both listed public events on their websites and held public town hall meetings. Faso is not holding any traditional town hall meetings during the break. He has yet to hold any, but will appear on a local television station's event April 13th, though it is not listed on his public schedule. He may be appearing at other local events, such as the April 7th Columbia County Chamber of Commerce Annual Legislative Breakfast, held at Columbia Green Community College, which costs $25 to attend. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.